The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Friday, December the 20th. We are 5 days away from Christmas, and this is the time of the year when we hear peace on earth, goodwill towards men, right? And we like to think that we have peace on earth, goodwill towards men. But sometimes when you get together with the family on during the holidays, it can be just the opposite. And Vera Massey is with us, University Extension.
Good morning.
My mind was going back many, many years.
Yes,
there,
it
Vera.
Was.
Vera Massey, University Extension. And we're going to talk about how to have peace during the holidays, right?
I tell you what, creating more peace any time of the year is a good thing.
Yeah.
But the holidays can be very stressful.
And you know, it shouldn't be that
way,
Vera. We try to make things as perfect as we can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And many times in trying to make things perfect, we make things bad.
And we generate a lot of stress for ourselves,
yeah,
and for others.
Yeah.
And you know, we spend a lot of time on the presents that we buy,
mm-hmm,
where we might want to focus more on our presence.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that.
With people.
I like that. Our presence with people.
With people and with ourselves. Be more aware of how am I generating more peace, mm-hmm, and joy for myself and for those that I interact with?
Mm-hmm.
And so the holidays provide that opportunity in all that turmoil and chaos that we generally help create ourselves,
mm-hmm,
with those expectations and desires to get the perfect whatever.
Right.
That, you know, what I would just ask is to all step back and just consider, what can we do to create more peace and joy in our own lives and others, not just during the holidays, but throughout the year. And I think it really comes down to a very conscious intention to live a more peaceful, kinder life.
Yeah.
And it really starts with the thoughts. And what I find, and I'm sure you have, when I'm highly stressed, my thoughts aren't always as peaceful,
no,
and calm and kind as they would be is if I had been purposely cultivating that,
mm-hmm,
from within. And, you know, it really starts by we can be kind in word, in thought, in deed, anytime. We have so many opportunities.
Right.
We could be standing in a checkout line, and there can be a lot of chaos sometimes. But just, you know,
saying a kind word. Saying a kind word to the checkout person or the person behind you or in front of you, and say, it makes all the difference in the world. Sometimes one word can change a person's whole attitude for the day.
And you know what? It can be helpful for the person you share the words of kindness with, but it also impacts us as the giver of the words. It actually does some rewiring in the brain when we have these positive thoughts and actions that contributes to our health and well-being.
Yeah. I'll tell you, so I know exactly what you're saying. This happened last year, and it was right around Christmas time, and I had run into the store to buy something. I can't remember what it was, but I had one item. I just needed it for that night. So I was in a hurry. I ran to the checkout, and there was this person in front of me who had a million,
mm-hmm,
items. And the quickie checkout line, they had hundreds of people standing in line. I was standing there frustrated, and I said, oh, my gosh, I'm never going to get out of here. The person right in front of me who had all these items turned around and said, would you like to go in front of me?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What a kind thing.
Yeah. It made all the difference in the world.
Yes, yes. And you know, there's some words that I think that we have lost the use of. There's two little words. Do you know what two little words that are so very important in our lives? that we need to say every day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Expressing gratitude. There is so much research to show the benefit of that for our health and well-being. So thank you is something that we can share with others. It is something we can thank ourselves for.
Right.
Staying calm in spite of all this chaos.
Yeah, and a friendly smile.
A friendly smile.
You look nice today. You look nice.
Yeah. You know, another three words that are hard for some people to share are the words, I love you. For people that we are very close to, it's amazing what those words, when they are felt, how they impact someone. Mm-hmm. And you know, I used to think that if I said them, I risked would someone say them back to me, mm-hmm. whether it was a parent who maybe had trouble
or a friend
expressing it. Absolutely. And I finally got to the point in life where, yes, a friend, I can remember on a parking lot one time, this person who I've shared so much time with, and I just finally said, I love you. And it was just a friend.
Yeah.
And I think it caught them off guard, and then they, you know, then they eventually, you know, we talked about it.
Yeah.
But those words generate positive emotion. You know, the other thing that we find is the talk we have within our heads. That self-talk, most of it is very critical.
Mm-hmm.
And it especially gets cranked up in stressful times. And all I would say is for us to think about how would we talk to our very best friend.
Yeah, so don't talk to ourselves that way.
Yes.
You know what I find now? And I don't know if this is normal or not, but, you know, when you're starting to think these words in your head, I find myself talking out loud to myself. Is that...
Well, I guess if it's not posing any problems.
And I'm trying to be nice to myself, but I'm... You know, I'll be thinking something, and I find all at once I hear these voices, and hey, it's me talking.
Well, sometimes when I do something a little I wished I hadn't done, and it's usually because I'm rushing, mm-hmm. I'll say to myself, Vera, that's not like you.
And you say it out loud?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay.
That's not like you, Vera, to lock your keys out
of
the car.
Oh, good. That makes me feel better that I'm not the only one talking to myself. But say good things to yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And forgive yourself. If you do something that's not quite right, forgive yourself.
These are all things that sound like, oh, what are we talking about this for? These are important parts of creating healthy, happy lives
and
communities.
Saying. And if you got a special friend and you've not said I love you, go up to that special friend and say, hey, if you do.
If you do.
Just don't go up to somebody and say, hey, I love you.
Total stranger.
Vera, thank you so much for coming by. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Paul.
Hey, I love having you on the show.
I love being here.
Okay. We're out of time. Merry Christmas to you. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Sifun Oyong. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. You're going to be out and about this weekend. Be careful. We'll see you Monday. Thanks for listening.